It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
What the heck?
I don't that.
It's our alarm?
That's the sound of the friendship alarm.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Why do we have a friendship alarm?
Well, it goes off whenever a friendship somewhere out in the universe is in danger of ending.
Oh,
no!
We need to jump on this, guys.
The only way to save it is if that person reaches out to us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And I know 3 out of 4 of the people in this room are pro-friendship.
Yeah.
One... You could probably guess who it is always against it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to ask that person to not talk as much during this next segment.
Who's against it?
Oh, I wonder who.
Well,
anyway.
You haven't figured it out. Maybe
why
you.
I have a lot more friends than you. Jeff.
Why would you?
Oh, look how mad she is.
Come on.
Looking like a true friend there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just talk to the guy who emailed us for help today.
Yeah.
His name is Scott. Scott, what's up, my man?
Hi, how you doing?
God, did you know that your email was going to elicit the friendship alarm to go off? Or is that a surprise to you?
I mean, I've had my own alarms going off, but to actually hear an alarm is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You triggered the big one.
Sounds needed.
Well, I didn't want to stress you out with that. Why don't we just get into your story, man? Who's the friend that you're dealing with? What's their name?
Celia.
Ophelia, did you say?
No, Celia.
Oh, Celia. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
Celia.
So this is a female friend.
A female friend, yes.
Okay.
Tell us about you and Celia and your relationship.
You know, we've been close for a while. We met through some mutual friends, and then we kind of found ourselves connecting kind of closer than those friends that even introduced us. So
nice.
Oh.
That's awesome.
It's always great to meet new people.
So why is the friendship alarm going off then with this friendship so great?
Yeah, never is a false alarm.
Yeah.
Well, for a long time, she's mentioned how she like really wants kids.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's great.
But relationships always seem to not like work out after a few months. So this goal of having kids hasn't made that happen. And I think she could probably be kind of intense in those relationships, probably because she's not just looking to hang out.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The big picture.
That is so hard and so stressful.
I mean, as a friend, have you told her, hey, maybe don't tell all your boyfriends that you want kids so bad?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even think it's because she's communicating that to them. I think it's just her energy and the way that
she
is kind of putting it out there. And that can kind of be a turnoff. But probably about 2 years ago, she asked me if it ever came to a point where she's still single, which is happening, that she wants to have a baby. And she asked me, would I be willing to be the biological father?
Oof.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Because and to save money to do it the natural way and not
medical way, you could say.
Right.
She said it didn't have to be intimate or weird, and she said I could be involved however much or little I wanted to. I said to her, I was like, yeah, I'll do anything to help you out if you need.
So you said, yeah, I'll be the biological dad of your future children if it comes to that.
Yeah, and this is also like at the time, to be clear, it was like a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
You know, it could take
commitment.
Well, it's crazy too, because it's not like you just go have sex once and then get pregnant. Like, this could take months and months and months for something to stick if you're going old school.
If anything, that should be a selling point for you.
I know.
This could continue forever.
If you need a fill in, I'm right here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you said that conversation happened 2 years ago. Why are you emailing us now?
Well, fast forward to like a month ago, she calls me and she's like, I'm ready. I want a baby now.
Oh.
Oh.
Now.
What did you say? What did you say back to her?
I was like a little taken aback, and I said, like, I was under the impression you wanted to wait a few more years and give it some more time before you got to this point. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking because, you know, she's not that old. She's like 25, right?
Oh, my God. She's got all the time in the world.
I mean, you'd think, but she was very adamant and very like, you know, she's sick of playing the dating game and she doesn't want to be an old mom. And I understand that.
Okay. Insult. I feel insulted.
And she was wanting to follow through with our agreement. So like now I'm being like called to the.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, wait, hold on. So what did you say? Did you say that you were still up for going through with this? Like, I'm still going to give you your baby?
No, I said, I need to think about it because I said that I would do this But again, it was theoretical. And
right. Yeah. I mean, even if you do that, like, I would recommend talking to a lawyer.
Oh.
I mean, drafting an agreement.
Ricardo wants to sue the child.
I can say.
Come on, bro.
Like, I think not fun.
I think you need to make it, like, super clear what everybody's role in this is.
He's like, I'll do it, but my lawyer has to be present.
Well, yeah. Calling us instead, bro. Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
What are you asking for our help with then?
That's true.
At least an accountant. Well, she's been like texting me like almost every day for the last month, which is why I'm contacting you. And I just need to finally tell her, like, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh,
I know I agreed, but I never thought it would actually happen. You know, sometimes it's difficult to have those boundaries with friends and with cute friends. And I, you know,
so you're saying you want to tell her that you're backing out of your agreement to give her a baby, but you still want to do it in a way that keeps the friendship alive.
Exactly. And, you know, I just feel weird having a kid walking around that I'm the dad of, but that I'm not around for.
Yeah.
And I just don't want that kind of relationship with her because I think that could even ruin our friendship.
And she sounds like a super intense person.
Oh, she's passionate and she's lovely. And
good save. Yeah. Good save there, man.
I think that's okay. Like, well, I just think that it's probably a hard conversation on your side.
Jeff, mm-hmm. Brooke asked you a lot to have kids with her. What did you say?
I said, Brooke, we'll get to that, but first we need to play a song.
Okay.
And then we'll think about it.
Okay,
we'll come back.
Too weird for me.
Yeah, we're going to give Scott some advice and we'll let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to your friend and let her know, sorry, I can't give you a baby like I promised.
Oh, yeah. This is going
to
go well.
All right, we're going to do it right after this. Hold on, man.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
One of our listeners, Scott, is about to call up his friend and tell her, sorry, can't give you a baby like I promised I would.
Can we not play this music?
We have to play this music.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Because the thing is, they had an agreement that if it came to a point where she was single and she really wanted to have a kid, that he would help facilitate that for her and do it au naturel so they could save some money.
Yes. Yeah.
And he wouldn't have to be involved if he didn't want to. But now she's telling him, look, I'm ready. Let's get this going. And Scott is realizing he can't go through with it.
Oh.
And now he needs our help actually telling her that.
Yeah.
It's a big, big step, man.
Yeah. See, this is why we have a sign-up sheet for Jose on our website at Brooke and Jeffrey. Why no women have subscribed to it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
nobody.
Maybe, shocking. Scott, maybe Brooke has some advice for you here on what you should say so that this conversation goes well. Brooke, what do you think?
Well, Scott, you know, this is going to be a really hard call. She feels like her friend is breaking his promise to her.
Mm.
Okay, that's not to make you feel bad.
Yeah, Brooke, this is really
helpful. Where's the advice in
this?
Here's
the advice. Because it sounds like you just want to always make her happy, which is lovely, but you got to put up the cry wall. I mean, if she starts crying, you can't give in to her and say, okay, I'll have a baby with you, okay? Because that would be bad for both of you, and it'd be really too awkward for me to handle in this phone call. For you to go back. So you got to stay strong. Even if she's crying, you say, I can't do it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about that part of it.
Oh, no.
I just want to be able to say to her, I want to preserve our friendship, and I don't want to feel bad for having a kid that's out there that I'm not taking care of, and having that be in the back of my mind, and I'm definitely not ready to have a kid myself. So,
but I feel like you took the worst advice. You just took the, if she cries, I won't back off.
That's not bad.
And I never promised
bad.
You anything.
I think what you just said is what you need to tell her.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, you can always slam yourself in a door and just say, oh, physically, it doesn't work anymore. And you actually have to do it so that you're not lying, but it's a possibility.
Hey,
and,
yeah. What can I do?
Anyway, let's dial Celia's phone number and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. You feeling ready?
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't sound confident.
Well, we're here for you. We'll jump in when we feel like you need a little bit of extra help. But I'm dialing the number right now. Good luck, man. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Celia. Scott.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't know this number. What's up?
Nothing. I was just, you know, calling to see how you were doing and how things were, you know.
Yes, I just got a coffee and now I'm walking to work. I don't know. What's going on with you?
I just wanted to reach out and, you know, there was something that I wanted to talk to you about and thought we should do it not over text.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted to talk to you about something too. So have you thought more about our deal? Because I kind of wanted to get started ASAP on this.
That's exactly why I'm calling.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I really want to help you, but like I'm, you know, honestly just a little hesitant.
Okay. But I'm ready.
I mean, I understand and respect that you're ready, but honestly, like the more that I think about it and kind of present the actual what it means, I just feel like I'm not 100% comfortable with it, and I think, you know,
not comfortable with what exactly? I mean, if you think it's an I don't have any STDs. Like, I totally got checked for STDs.
No, it's not that.
I don't know if that's
it's not that.
You know,
no,
it's just all. I'll show you the papers.
Like, it's all of it. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just the.
Well.
It's just the whole big picture. Of
I mean,
it.
We already agreed to this. Like I said before, like, you don't have to be a part of the kid's life. I just need your stuff. Like, you just get to do the fun part, and then I take it from there.
I mean, yeah, that just kind of feels wrong to me. Like, that's a big
not.
Part of why.
It's not. Look, you have good genes. That's what I want for my kid. Honestly, like, you're making a bigger deal out of this than it has to be.
I just, I'm sorry. I just don't think I can follow through with this. Okay?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious right now? You're chickening out on me.
I'm not. Just hold on. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want to leave you.
But you are.
Think that I'm going to do this when I'm not. I'm not. Like, all right. So listen. You know, like, if you think I have good genes and that's why you want my stuff, like, I've been toiling over this and I talked to my brother about it and he said that he'd be willing to give you a baby.
What?
What was that?
Yeah. What was
yeah.
that?
Hey, Celia, you're on the radio with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning right now.
What's going on?
Great.
Oh, another good
yes.
question.
Yeah. Well, we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Scott listens to our show, and he told us about the situation and the agreement that you guys had. And
why?
Honestly, it's a little bit too much for him. So he was hoping to find a way to back out while preserving your friendship.
And he asked us to help.
He asked us to help. Didn't mention anything about his brother tapping in for him, though.
It's not a bad option.
It's not.
Yes, it's
if
kind of.
If that's what you want, Celia.
I don't know. Celia, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's really weird that he reached out to the radio. But I think it's even weirder that he offered me his brother. I mean,
yeah, my brother, like, basically has the same genes as me. He's actually even in better shape than me, like, and he doesn't have the relationship with you to be threatened.
You're saying that your brother's an upgrade from you physically?
Well, he also doesn't want the friendship to go away.
It's just he's more impartial, and I want to help you out, and that's why I was problem solving and troubleshooting, and I've.
But you're my friend, and I. Seriously, like, just give me the baby. Like, I'll owe you.
Give me the baby.
Scott, how did this not come up when we were talking before?
Yeah.
You never mentioned anything about having a conversation with your brother about being the substitute for you.
No, I mean, we never really got to that point. I was going to mention it, but, like, that was one of the things that I was thinking about mentioning, but I...
You sound like you feel hurt by him right
well,
now,
it's
Jeffrey.
Just a weird really? Thing to say to somebody, like...
I don't know, it kind of makes sense to me.
I think it's
me.
A nice option.
I do, too.
You guys would be cool with that?
I think that you get what you pay for, right? Like, it does cost a lot to go to a fertility clinic and have all these things done because it takes all the messiness out of it.
I mean, I have my ovulation schedule.
Yeah,
and
listen, I did too. I did all of that, and it still took me 8 months with my second kid, and I have zero issues.
And that was with your husband, though.
Yeah, right. And there's a lot of I mean, like, we were good at it by that time,
okay,
right? And it's convenient. You live together. It's not like you have to meet up somewhere. I mean, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of things that you, I don't know that you're
now
thinking
you're
about
bragging,
here.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Celia, what do you think? Like, are you open to the idea of his brother?
No, I really wanted Scott. And, like, I don't know what you agreed to it, so I don't know.
What if Scott's in the room while it happens? At least he's there for, like, moral support.
I mean, so weird.
Oh, God.
Scott, are you not up for that?
I don't think you guys are helping at this point.
Darn it.
Celia, he doesn't want to do this. It's too much for him.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not getting a real reason. Like, are you not attracted to me?
No.
Let's not go there.
You're my friend, and you're beautiful, and you're attractive. I think you just need to, like, present yourself out in the world, just not as, like, I need a baby. Just, like, play it cool for a while. You're still young. You're not going to...
Yeah, you're only 25.
You're not going to dry up.
Okay. Ew, don't use that term. Yeah. I mean, ever.
I think all of us just dried up.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we... You guys need to talk about this a little bit more, and we'll let you do that off the air.
Please.
And you two can come up with some sort of solution for this, because, Celia, he is in your corner. He just doesn't want to be that much in your corner.
Well, That's well said.
I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that want to help out in this situation, too, if you're interested, Celia.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested.
Just wait. We went from a trusted person to just a random guy that's going to text in offering his services?
Yeah, Scott can vet them, too. Scott will do an interview.
She wouldn't even take his
we'll
brother.
Send you the phone numbers.
Going downhill.
Okay. Yeah. Can I audition?
I told
you. No, Jose.
You get what you pay for. Go to see medical help.
Did we not help you out there, Scott?
No, I mean, I was able to talk about it, so I think that was as much help as I could have expected.
Well, it does sound like, and Celia, it does sound like you're not mad. You guys still have a friendship.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We'll see. I do feel like we should talk about this more, Scott.
Just don't meet face-to-face, because you know she's going to try, buddy.
Limit your drinks to two, max.
Yes.
Good luck, you guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.